six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
Oh, little lawn mushrooms everywhere. All right. Oh. Okay, direct sun. Here we go. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that does mean, of course, that it's time for another exciting episode of the do-do-do-do-do dubious goals. The dubious goals come atow. Hello, and welcome. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm outside today because it's, I think it just hit about 30 degrees. So it's not too bad temperature-wise, but the sun is out, and it is shining directly on me until I get under the canopy because we're down here at the creek. Once again, I'm standing next to the log with the white jellies. They're very nice. Some fresh ones started on the other side of the log. But yeah, so even though I've got other stuff to do, I almost went down, almost took a stick in the eye. Oh, don't you kid yourself. My life is fraught with danger. Fraught, I tell you. But anyway, I was wondering if anybody lost any golf balls over the weekend. So we had to come down here and check. Because, oh, I do live in fear of missing great golf balls, he says as he walks up to the edge of the creek. And, oh, not seeing much. Bunch of white golf balls down there. And lots of bugs. So, let's get down there. Check those balls and make sure they aren't anything super great. Oh, look at this. On the sandbar, we got fresh marmot tracks and fresh raccoon tracks. Very lovely, very lovely. Oh, we're up here. We got to get up here somewhere. Okay. Ooh. It's a little muddy, but not too bad. Okay. Standing in the middle of the creek on the big sandbar, we got white golf balls, a Bridgestone, a Vice. What is this? This is a nothing. And what is this? Also nothing. Don't care, don't care. All right, so I'm just going to take a few steps upstream. Oh, I see a golf ball. Oh, 20 yards upstream, 17 meters. And that'll give us a chance to look up on the bank right here. This bank likes to collect golf balls. I see nothing. And we've got a ford to the creek right here where all of the animal footprints are. I'm going to actually have to step in the water. That's fine. And go. Ugh, soft sand. Soft sand. Not good. Not good. Not good. Okay. Now we're good. More tracks. More animal tracks. Oh, there's actually two golf balls up here. And one of them is nothing. And the other one is nothing. It's even more nothinger because it's a Kirkland. All right, looking up into the trees. Looking for owls. Last time I was down here at night, I did hear my friends, the owls, they were whooping and hooping it. Whooping it and a hooping it. I'm going to try to climb back up onto the bank right here. Yep, we're good. Okay. So, I had an interesting day yesterday. I feel like I need to tell you this as we make our way down to the other end of the creek. Maybe there's some better golf balls down there. But anyway, yesterday, I finally managed to make contact, electronic communication contact, with Kethro. Now, if you don't remember who Kethro is the guy who just happened to show up at our, you know, big synth jam last week. And, well, he's just not a regular synth enthusiast. He's something of a mover and a shaker. He's really enthusiastic. He's working hard. Got a lot of job titles. He's a busy guy. Look him up online and you'll see what I mean. All right, here's a white golf ball laying right here. Is it anything? No. Okay. Let's get down here into the good spot. But I finally get a hold of him. And so we're trading some emails. Oh, slippery. Almost fell again. What was on that tree? Oh, it's a squirrel. Haha, buddy. Okay, we got squirrels and trees running around, being crazy. What is this guy doing up here? Do I feel safe? Do I see any golf balls? No, there's two laying right here. White nothings. Top flight and a who knows what the hell that is. Oh, we got a white golf ball in the water that doesn't look like anything. The squirrels in the trees are making me nervous. And I asked Kethro. First thing I asked him was, I'm looking for another venue. Because when he was at the show, right before he started playing, he was saying things like, oh, this is great. Thanks to the organizers for setting this up, and we need more stuff like this. Yeah, we do need more stuff like this. And he's in a very unique position to help make that happen. So I asked him, yeah, we need venues, blah, blah, blah. We're trying to expand this. You're right. Help us out here. Oh, is that a red down in there? There's a red down there. I don't know if I can get it. Especially with all whatever the hell's going on with these squirrels in the trees. I would have to walk all the way down. Let's do it, because I see some white golf balls that we should probably also check. Okay, looks like we're going to be down in the creek for a little bit longer than I was planning. I am starting to get hot, etc., etc. But let's go see what's happening down here. Gotta jump down into the creek. So, having asked him the venue question, wait, how am I gonna get over there? Okay, let's check these white golf balls first. He said, and this is where it got weird. He said, how about page turners? These white golf balls are nothing. And I said, page turners. And it's funny you should mention it. Although I didn't say that to him, I wasn't wasting valuable space. We're not going to be able to get to this red golf ball, are we? Oh, ho, 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 ho. This could take a lot of effort that I don't want to. put forth. Now, the funny thing is Dylan had sent me a thing, had sent me an email about a week ago. He said, hey, check this out. And it's a website, kind of a new one. It's called Omaha Underground, and it's sort of a clearinghouse for music information that's not... I'm trying to walk on this mud and it's sinking. I just put my foot in the water. We're going to leave that red golf ball. It's going to take too much effort. And I need to start thinking about my health. So we're just going to climb back up here and get out of here. So I was on Omaha Underground looking at various posters of shows coming up, and I noticed that there was somebody playing at Page Turner's at 50th and Dodge. This is in Dundee. It's the next neighborhood after Benson, if you're going east. Page Turner's, that's a bookstore. Page Turner's was always a bookstore. I even know the guy who owned it and ran it. And I emailed Kethro back. Page Turner's, the bookstore, they turned that into a venue? He's like, well, I don't know what it used to be, but yeah. It's a bar. I don't know who's in charge. Wait, is that a yellow or a green gulp all in there? Well, we're going to forget it because it's too hot and humid. And so he floats this idea of Page Turner's, which is apparently now a bar and not a bookstore. Okay, that's cool. And so I asked him, yeah, who owns that? Who do we need to talk to? He said, oh, I don't know. But are you responsible for this? Or do you have anything to do with this? And there's an attachment to the email that is basically a photograph of a Moog modular system. And it says, Modular Night. Analog dancing, blah, blah, blah. This, that, and the other thing. And, well, there's going to be a modular show at Page Turner's. Okay, great. And so I'm thinking, when is this show going down? And I see the date in the corner of the flyer, and I'm looking at it, and I'm trying to figure out what day is today. I'm like, oh, this show's in next week. This show's in a couple of... This show is tonight. It's Sunday. That's tonight. This show starts in a couple of hours. So to make a long story short, I got ready. I went to the show and I ran into the guys who were doing the show, and I told them all about my show. Hey, let's do this. Let's do that. Let's start some crap. Let's wreck some stuff. Let's crush skulls. And they're like, yes, yes, yes. And also, Kethro was there. He showed up, and I talked to him for a bit. But one of these guys actually recognized me. He's like, oh, I know you. And I'm like, awesome. Yeah, it's a long story. It's not that interesting. But yeah, so I found some more guys. And we found this venue that is about the same size, maybe a little bit larger, maybe a slightly higher capacity than Shakedown. It's not ideal for video, but it's still kind of a cool place. Just, you know, style-wise. It's not a dive like Shakedown. It's more of a atmospheric bar. So this works out well. And I came home and I started looking into, how do I book for Page Turner's? And I look all this stuff up, and that's when I learned that the bar is co-owned by none other than Connor Oberst. And if you don't know who that is, look it up. Local superstar and awesome guy whose career I have followed for a long time. But anyway, also yesterday, I was listening to some deep hypnotic techno, because, you know, I'm kind of into that now, sort of. And I was listening to this one particular track by somebody, and I recognized the sound, and I said, hey, wait a minute, I know what that is. And if you'll remember, I've been complaining about, oh, we don't have enough sound sources anymore, and I don't have, blah, blah, blah. And I realized, oh, I've got something I could use for that, and that very thing is this. Can't really hear it. Turn it up. There we go. Turn it up some more. Oh, that's a fun sound. What is that? Well, it's just a spring. What's it a spring from? I don't know. But I've got this spring mounted between two bolts on a piece of scrap wood with a straight, I was going to say an angle iron, but it's not at an angle, it's a straight, it's just an iron. Sort of supporting it and pressing up against a piezo disc. And that piezo picks up the vibration of the spring and transmits it through all my fun equipment. And the first thing that we do with this is we gotta put reverb and delay on it. So this basically means I need to lay down on the ground so I can start going through the crappy effects processor. Because we can't use the delay in the good one because that's already being used for important reverb for everything else. So I gotta punch through here looking for some delay. This could take a while. And what else was I gonna tell you? We're also gonna need some gain on this. There we go. There we don't go. Wow, you can actually hear me pushing the button. Donk, donk, donk. And, what was I talking about? Oh, maybe we just need to use the old classic frog flute. This is mostly just reverb. Yeah, not as good as it used to be back in the olden days. Here's a delay with chorus and reverb, and apparently distortion. Uh-huh. Okay, can I turn off the distortion? I can't read. Okay, yeah, we got some delay in there. I guess we're gonna use that. And we can throw some more reverb on it from the other machine. Yeah, okay. And this is now our new ambient reverb machine. Okay, let's see what this gets us. So let's turn some synth on. Oh, synth. We got some synth, yes we do. Thank you. That's the general idea. And I have to admit, it's not very impressive as of right now. We just need to make some fine adjustments. Because that sounds great, no? But it's not great enough. We need to max out some of this effectage. Oops, that was a little much. This up even higher. Well, what we need is a tape delay or a simulated tape delay. We need, or a delay like the one I'm going to buy soon, because we need to be able to do some post strike modulation tricks. And to be honest, we need a much, much deeper reverb. I mean, we need... Hey, what about this? No. We need, like, cathedral. Where's my big, fat cathedral reverb? We got delay, we got panning delay, we got tap delay. I want big, fat cathedral. Let's go the other direction. I'm looking. I need a crazy. Where's my damn crazy? Okay, large room. We need larger than that. I need a giant cathedral. Here we go. Get rid of this, and let's do this. Spring.
the end of the line for me.
For me.
The end of the line, yes.
Yes, oh yes. And of course you realize, wait, kill that. We gotta figure out what note this is. Oh, cause that's cool. We're gonna have to do some stuff, but it's gonna have to be tomorrow. This show's over. Tune in tomorrow. My name's Tub, Dubious Ghost Committee.